It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Late on Friday, Governor Branstad's management director released details of the $11.5 million in cuts that will close a mid-year budget shortfall. It will include an additional $2.7 million in reduction to Iowa's three public universities and about $1.7 million to community colleges. Lawmakers had already ordered the schools to cut $21 million from the current budget, which began in July. We'll learn more about this as the week goes on. And with me, as she is most Mondays, is IPR State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Hello, Clay.
Now, on the topic of higher education, scholarships were rescinded at the University of Iowa. The argument is that there was not enough funding for them to keep these going. Will that lead to a closer look at the budget for the Board of Regents schools?
Well, that's what Democrats are calling for, but that doesn't look likely. Bear with me while I get down in the weeds on this here a little bit. The budget cuts, that all the universities got budget cuts, they're for this year's budget, the fiscal year that ends in June. So the universities are looking at things like keeping positions open, deferred maintenance, things like that. But the budget cuts are permanent, and that means the universities will be dealing with them next year as well. And so the UI is looking ahead to next year. These scholarships will be rescinded for the 2017-2018 school year. That's the next fiscal year. But this is a big deal. Anyone who's been through the process of getting financial aid packages for college, making your plans, it is a big deal to have that money taken back.
Can't imagine getting that letter. Another big issue last week, this wide-ranging gun bill. Bring us up to speed. What's in it?
Many of the things that gun rights advocates have gotten approved in the House in recent years, it's all in one bill now. And now that Republicans control the Senate, it will get a hearing there. It includes the so-called stand your ground language to give a gun owner more leeway for self-defense. That provoked the most heated debate at the subcommittee last week. But the bill also has no more confidentiality for gun permits, no more required background checks for private gun purchases, also taking away a local government's right or the university's right to ban handguns. Now, gun rights groups have been pushing for these for a long time, and they, of course, helped defeat several Senate Democrats in order to create the new Republican majority in the Senate.
The death penalty could be coming back to Iowa. What's the likelihood of this passing?
Two limited death penalty bills that have been filed in the Senate, and it appears that at least one will be considered. We should look to history for some sense of the prospects. The last time a death penalty bill was debated, it was in 1995. The House passed it with 54 yes votes, but it failed overwhelmingly in the Senate by 39-11. Churches came together and helped bring that bill down. Now, Senator Pam Yoakum was in the House back then. She opposed the death penalty then. She still does. But she says the Senate is a different place now.
The atmosphere here is much different than it even was 20 years ago. I think the Republican Party has gone far more to the right.
So what would it take to get the death penalty under this bill if it becomes law?
One of the bills would allow for the death penalty if someone is found guilty of kidnap, rape, and murder. And backers like to refer to the case of a little girl, Jitsetti Gage. She was 12 years ago. She was abducted and killed. Her killer is serving life in prison, but backers of the bill say that a defendant gets life already for the kidnapping. And without the death penalty, there's an incentive to kill the victim to try to get off the kidnapping rap. We've heard this argument before. And in fact, Governor Branstad campaigned on the issue in 1994. He referred to a similar case of a little girl that was kidnapped and murdered back in the 90s.
Okay, so funnel week is approaching. That's the self-imposed deadline to get bills moving. What do we expect before this first funnel date?
Well, this week is the deadline for getting bills out of committee in either the House or Senate. Several big things on the calendar. There's a bill to repeal Iowa's bottle law, the required deposit on pop and liquor bottles. That's scheduled for a subcommittee today. We'll watch to see if that makes it in and out of committee by the end of the week. The Secretary of State's voter ID law also up for a subcommittee discussion today. It would also need to pass a committee vote this week.
And on River to River today at noon, I know you guys will be talking about this comprehensive gun legislation that got its first airing last week. Joyce, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Clay.